Milei finds unity in pushback against Falkland Islands oil project. By Layla Miller. BUENOSAIRES, SEPT 5, Reuters. Argentine shave broadly backed President Javier Milei's forceful push against oil drilling near the Falkland Islands, underscoring the enduring resonance of Argentina's sovereignty claim over the British-controlled archipelago. In a televised address on Thursday, Milei said he would submit a bill to Congress to toughen sanctions against companies drilling and participating in other activities on the islands that impact our natural resources. Milei previously favored diplomacy over confrontation on the Falklands. Argentina has claimed sovereignty over the Falkland Islands for nearly two centuries and lost a war with Britain over them in 1982. Britain said on Friday its position was unwavering. Because Argentina does not administer the islands, it cannot directly block drilling there. In Buenos Aires, Mariana Hamica, a 49-year-old accountant, said Milei's tougher stance signaled Argentina was standing up for its interests. "I think taking a firm stand, especially regarding the exploitation by foreign companies and the extraction of oil, can be a way of drawing a line in the sand," Hamica said. Milei also proposed creating a National Security Council to coordinate across aerospace and maritime security policy, and pledged more funding for a naval base in the southernmost province of Tierra del Fuego, a strategic gateway to the Falkland Islands and Antarctica. The government has not provided further details on the bill. "What Milei understood is, this is the moment to act," said Juan Batlim, a former Secretary of International Affairs for Defense under Milei. U.S. may review stance, Trump. Milei's speech came days after President Donald Trump suggested the U.S. could reconsider its neutral stance, citing frustration with Britain's limited support for U.S.-led military operations in the Middle East. The Sea Lion oilfield north of the Falkland Islands is operated by majority owner Navitas Petroleum, with Rockhopper Exploration owning 35%. The two owners have strong ties to Israeli investors. The companies said on Friday they had valid petroleum licenses and did not think Milei's comments would affect the project. Shares of both companies fell sharply on Friday. Candela Massetti, a researcher at the Escuela Superior de Guerra in Buenos Aires, said Milei's remarks marked a notable shift for a president often criticized for not giving enough attention to the Falklands issue. "I don't think having a naval base implies a call to arms, but it's a posture that we hadn't seen from Milei's government in such a strong way," Massetti said. Low approval rating. Falklands war veterans and the left-wing opposition have criticized Milei for praising former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, whose government defeated Argentina in the war over the islands, as one of the world's greatest leaders. He also said Argentina hoped islanders would one day decide to vote for us, a comment critics said echoed Britain's emphasis on the residents' right to self-determination. Milei, expected to run for re-election in 2027, has a low approval rating of 36.8%, according to an August poll by Zubin Cordoba and Associates. Given Milei's poll numbers and Trump's hints that he is reconsidering the U.S. position on the dispute, it makes sense that Milei is adopting a harder line, said Benjamin Jedden, director of the U.S.-based Stimson Center's Latin America program. Even some of his political opponents welcomed Thursday's announcement while criticizing Milei for not taking aggressive action earlier. Juan Grabois, a prominent leftist leader, said on X, "Milei's 180-degree turn is welcome. He went from being a colonized fool to reclaiming Argentina's historical stance." Guillermo Carmona, who oversaw Argentina's policy regarding its claim to the Falklands under the previous center-left government, said Milei's measures were a positive step, but insufficient given Argentina's close diplomatic ties to Israel. "Milei has to pressure the Israeli government," he said. Israeli officials did not respond to a request for comment on Milei's proposed sanctions. Reporting by Layla Miller. Additional reporting by Miguel Lobayenko. Editing by Lucinda Elliott and Rod Nickel.